Dead Water by Nio Marsh, read by James Saxon. Chapter 1. Prelude. A boy stumbled up the hillside, half blinded by tears. He fell, and for a time choked and sobbed as he lay in the sun, but presently blundered on. A lark sang overhead. Farther up the hill he could hear the multiple chatter of running water. The children down by the jetty still chanted after him. Warty hog, put your puddies in the bog. Warty Walter, wash your warties in the water. The spring was near the top. It began as a bubbling pool, cascaded into a miniature waterfall, dived under pebbles, earth and bracken, and at last, loquacious and preoccupied, swirled mysteriously underground and was lost. Above the pool stood a boulder, flanked by briars and fern, and above that the brow of the hill and the sun in a clear sky. He squatted near the waterfall. His legs ached, and a spasm jolted his chest. He gasped for breath, beat his hands on the ground, and looked at them. Wartyhog. Warts clustered all over his fingers like those black things that covered the legs of the jetty. Two of them bled where he'd cut them. The other kids were told not to touch him. He thrust his hands under the cold pressure of the cascade. It beat and stung and numbed them, but he screwed up his blubbered eyes and forced them to stay there. Water spurted icily up his arms and into his face. Don't cry. He opened his eyes directly into the sun, or would have done so if she hadn't stood between. Tall and greenish, above the big stone and rimmed about with light, like something on the telly, so that he could...